Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's just come from a place of this is peculiar, but let's handle it because somebody's reached out and I take that seriously.
Sure.
And I want, you know, our listeners to know we're always here to help you figure situations out. Not everybody has a therapist, so we'll do our best to be your normal people therapist. My 30-year-old boyfriend just admitted to me that he has an imaginary friend at night. I hear him talking to someone while he's in the kitchen or bathroom. When I asked him about it, he told me he has an imaginary friend. At first, I thought he was kidding, but his family and friends confirmed he definitely has an imaginary friend. He says it helps him with anxiety and depression. His imaginary friend's name is Keith. And he's been in my boyfriend's life since he was 5 years old.
She didn't know about this before?
Mm-mm. Well, they've only been dating for 2 months.
Okay, all right.
He's perfect in every way, and that's amazing, too.
Okay.
I'm skipping a word. Guess what it is?
No idea what you're...
However, she feels it's really weird. Now, they've been together for 2 months, and she's asking the question, would you stay or go? I have never had a boyfriend that had an imaginary friend. So I am wondering if you're listening right now. Do you have experience? I don't know. I don't have imaginary friend experience.
I don't personally.
644-9850.
I sort of do, but it might not fall into those guidelines specifically.
If you are in this situation.
Vivid imagination, so.
Well, that's, yeah. And that's, yeah. Vivid imagination is great.
Mm-hmm. If he's good to her and they get along, go for a ride. See how long it lasts.
Yeah, she says that's amazing. This guy is perfect in
every
way. Does
he blame stuff on Keith? Like, wasn't me. It's
no,
Keith.
Keith made me do it. See, that's the scary part. Like, if you don't...
No, so I don't know.
They've been together for 2 months.
I don't
his
have a problem
friends
with it.
And his family confirm he has an imaginary friend.
Has she talked to the family, and has it been a problem within the family dynamic? Or is Keith cool?
The family says, oh, yeah, he's got an imaginary friend, and they open their eyes wide. Okay. 644-9850. Would you stay or would you go? That's the question we're asking this morning. Would you stay?
Yeah.
I would be a little bit freaked out, TBH.
Not technically a throuple.
I would be. No, that's sure, not at all. The imaginary friend, I don't know. 644-9850. Good morning, Kiss 98.5.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what do you think about this situation?
Well, to be completely honest with you, I have a son with a mental illness. He's 29 years old, and he doesn't have an imaginary friend now, but when he was younger, he would actually talk to things in the room, and they would apparently talk back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it could very well be that this person who states that they're suffering from anxiety and depression, which my son also does, that he may have a bit of schizophrenia.
Could be. Yeah, that could. And in no way, shape, or form, I take mental illness so seriously, and this is no, like, nothing.
Right. Oh, right. Oh, right. I understood, yeah. I understood that completely.
Yeah. Oh, good.
This email comes from someone.
Yeah,
the email comes from someone that doesn't know how to handle the situation and looking for some advice. You're offering great advice with experience.
That's it. It could be that, but he could be, because as my son, perfectly a lovable, wonderful guy and the whole bit, but you know, if he is this person that this person wrote about, is if they are suffering from, you know, potentially like schizophrenia and may not have been diagnosed, that could be the problem. But I wouldn't give up on him if he's a great guy.
Yeah, it sounds like right. She says he's amazing, perfect in every way, so I like that part of it, you know. Yeah.
I do too. And it's like, unless she can't handle that part of it, but if he's, you know, been in this sort of relationship since he was five, maybe it's just a comforting tool for him. And if she can deal with it, I kind of stick with them until there was something more, you know, to her dislike before I would get rid of this guy. So.
Awesome. I like your perspective. Thank you so much for sharing it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maggie.
All right, so Maggie, this girl's got a boyfriend with an imaginary friend. What should she do?
I actually suffer from bipolar disorder, anxiety, depression, and borderline schizophrenia.
Okay.
So I kind of know, I have a feeling, I actually, I wouldn't call it an imaginary friend, but I still talk to my grandmother every day.
Who do you talk to?
My grandmother.
Okay.
And she's passed?
Okay.
She's no longer with us.
Okay.
She passed away when I was 15, and I was one of 9 grandchildren, being the youngest of the girls. And I still talk to her, and I will, you know, talk to her like I'm having a full-blown conversation with her.
Yeah, I feel like your grandmother's saying, you know what, that isn't imaginary, that is me you're talking to,
You never know.
Yeah, wow. And
sometimes you just need somebody else to talk to, whether they're there in person, whether, you know, it's something you see. With the being borderline schizophrenic, it's a little bit more difficult than having, say, bipolar disorder and anxiety itself.
Right. So help me understand what that means to be borderline schizophrenic.
Go ahead,
order your coffee. I hear you. I feel you, my sister. Get your coffee in.
Buffalo, this is Maggie.
Maggie,
thank you. Definitely that this morning.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I feel you. So what do you deal with? Like, what would you deal with if you're borderline?
I take it day by day. I personally had stopped going to counseling. I'm not telling people they should stop going. For me, myself, I talk to my family. I talk to my grandmother. I'm waiting for New York State to hop in this train with everybody else with all this whole THC, CBD stuff.
Okay.
They haven't yet.
Yeah, they haven't yet. And so, at least you've gotten a diagnosis. It sounds like you're pointed in the right direction. Do you feel like you are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been dealing with this for 10 years now.
Yeah.
I do have a 4-year-old, so this time of the year is kind of hard because every 2 months she goes back and forth for 2 months to her father's in California.
Oh, wow. That's
a long distance.
Yeah, that is a long distance. Wow. Well, I'm glad we get to spend the morning with you. That's nice.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I'm happy that I was able to call in and talk to you guys about it.
Have a great day. Enjoy that coffee of yours. We are, too. Okay. So, yeah. So that, I mean, maybe that is what it is. And you know, I like
not judging, but she's stumbled upon a relationship, realizes that her boyfriend of, 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Two months.
An imaginary friend, and he's a grown adult person, and so I am learning. See, this isn't that rare.
No, it doesn't sound that it's that rare, but I will say, I think sometimes people can have imaginary friends and it's not at all tied to mental illness. I think sometimes people just have, you know, like they like that comfort of that childhood friend.
Sure.
You know, you never know. Interesting perspective. Boy, the past couple days, somebody pointed out to me yesterday, I ran into a friend and their eyes were opened at how honest our listeners are, whether they're talking about dealing with depression and anxiety or recovery from whatever kind of a substance abuse we're talking about. But I love the openness that we've come to in 2019. It seems like it's way more okay today to talk about, there were so many like curtains over the scary things to talk about, whether it was drug addiction,
mm-hmm.
whether it was right. any kind of mental illness that somebody's dealing with. I think the more we talk about it, the
I 100%
we agree. Can understand.
And people that listen to the show are super nice, is all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I met a guy yesterday. Dude was telling me he's listened for a long time and he had a big career change and he works a really cool job. He monitors the internet and looks for bad stuff so he can report it to authorities.
Oh,
and he works for a major player that has an office in the area that looks after the internet. And I'm like, so you're the internet police? He's like, literally, I scour to find
amazing.
The bad people and then report them to the federal authorities.
Huh.
So the fact that that guy is looking after our area and listens to the show, I appreciate that.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, I'm calling about the imaginary friend.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I work at a mental health hospital, and I just want to say that I think it happens more often than people think. And for this woman dating this guy, I definitely wouldn't give up on him. And I just think that people with mental illness are just like, you know, you or I or, you know, our mom or our dad. And another thing that I've thought about is, I don't know how spiritual everybody is, but I mean, what if this guy's like talking to like his spirit guide or something?
Yeah, an angel. I am open to all of the above. And so yeah. I'm happy to talk
about
it.
Friend is a friend, imaginary or not, it's
so
a friend.
How long have you worked at a hospital?
Just about 6 months.
Uh-huh. Doesn't it feel like people are more comfortable talking about mental illness today than they were even 6 months ago?
To me, in my perspective, definitely.
Yeah. I think that's important. I'm glad we're pushing towards that way, because the more we understand, the better off we all are. I appreciate you calling and your perspective. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Courtney.
Courtney, what do you think?
So I actually work in mental health. I'm a social worker.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for what you do.
And to me, thanks. To me, it sounds sort of like schizoaffective disorder or schizophrenia.
Okay.
Because I work with a lot of clients that have that illness, and they all kind of have similar symptoms.
And so,
of like talking to themselves or things like that.
So when we talk about this story, does this sound familiar to you?
Yes, definitely.
So what is, tell me, so what are signs of schizophrenia?
For example, like a lot of people that I work with have like hallucinations or voices that talk to them and just kind of like tell them to do things, or they kind of like stare off in like outer space at like nothing.
Uh-huh.
Or just kind of things like that. So to me, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay. Good perspective. But very treatable, manageable, right? You can live a productive life and have a great life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you called. Thank you. I read this email and did not at all look at it at first as a sign of mental illness.
No, it just sounded like a guy that has an imaginary friend, which can, to some people, sound funny, cute, or weird. But the more you dive into it, it just might be this guy's situation, which is serious. And whether you want to treat it or not, or get diagnosed or not, I think that's up to him and his family.
Right, exactly.
It sounds like he's doing okay without diagnosis.
As long as you're good, you know, he sounds like a great person.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
I mean, you have to look at the whole picture. You can't just look at, you know, one thing. And I think there's a lot of people that suffer with anxiety and depression and all different other things. And they live poor, practically normal, productive lives.
But you see, and I agree with that, Wiese. You see, though, it's so funny. Today, I feel like we're seeing the kids growing up today are dealing with more anxiety and depression than we ever did. So my question
tougher.
Is, but like, what are we doing wrong? Because we're all working so hard to make their life easier, yet it seems like it's harder. And so what are we doing wrong?
I think a lot of it comes down to labels. I think people want to label whatever. You're having a stressful day, you can't even say that. Now I have anxiety, so you want to label it or yourself or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of labels and designations make it sound like there's a lot more people. I think we all have the same stresses and hard days
that
people have had forever.
Do you think so?
I think that's been the story of man since they were banging
rocks
together.
It actually makes me feel better, because I don't want to think we're making it harder for our kids. I'd like to think we're making it better for them.
Yeah, Gianna, but there was no social media. I mean, if you wanted to talk to a friend ages ago, you'd have to use a physical phone. Now,
right.
Now you just open up your device and, you know, you could see them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see other people.
Yeah.
And you compare your life against their life.
Every year brings along something new.
There's just a lot more. I don't care what people say. I just think nowadays it's way more stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And there's way more transparency, which makes it tougher.
Yeah.
I was running from wolves back in the day, just saying.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this? Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, I'm calling about the mental health discussion.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
It's kind of taken the life of itself. What do you think?
So first of all, I would like to say, I think that we shouldn't call it mental illness. I feel like calling it illness puts like a whole other spin on it, which adds to the stigma and makes people not necessarily want to talk about it.
Okay. What would you like us to call it?
I'm not sure yet. I feel like in 2020, they're going to come up with a different name.
I'm open to that. I could see, I agree with that perspective.
Labels.
Yeah.
But I do have one other thing to add, which I've been seeing like the most wonderful therapist for about 15 years now. She's an angel. But recently I like needed to, you know, take the plunge and go on medication. I was hesitant. And she pointed out to me,
you had diabetes, you would take insulin, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, so I feel like people are so hesitant to like talk to someone or take medication, but really it's just like a small little issue that you have, and that people should be more open to taking care of it.
I totally agree with you on that. Knowing what I know of mental illness, I will say the medication is very difficult because you really have to, I don't want to say try things out, but not every medication is right for every person.
Yeah, it seems like it's a unique mix for everybody.
Yeah, I have somebody in my life that's close to me that is bipolar and went on medication. And so bipolar keeps you, if you're bipolar, you have high highs and low lows. So they give you a medicine, one kind or two kinds or whatever, that will keep you nice and even. But then living in that nice and even world is very difficult to do because you never feel the high highs or the low.
That's a numbing effect on your personality.
Yeah, here's to finding the right type of medicine for you. And I'm glad you called.
Right, and I have one more thing to add.
Yeah,
which I think
please.
Is super important. I feel like you know how like we have our like people who have health insurance, you're allowed to go to your physical, your primary once a year for like a checkup.
Yes.
I think that health insurance should start including like a mental health waiver where people like have the option to go talk to someone about their mental health once a year. It might like help a lot more people like who never did feel open to talking to someone. It might, you know, encourage them to take that next step if they're feeling depressed, anxious,
etc. I love that idea. I will say not every therapist is right for every person. And so what I will say to anybody seeking therapy is if you don't gel with the person that you're talking to, if it's not feeling like the advice that they're giving you and what they're talking to you about, if you don't feel a connection, move on. Because not every therapist is right for every patient.
The best starting spot is your family doctor. If you go to your family doctor and just, that's a place you can go where you know that person, they can direct you in the right place rather than calling some agency desk.
And I agree with that, but even our primary cares,
when you go to the doctors now, you always get that question about how do you feel or have you had any of these thoughts or whatever, and that opens up that door where they can then direct you in a certain direction.
I feel like it's all rushed. I feel like they don't spend enough time, I'm like, you got a minute?
Keep your body's moving. Let's go. Time is money.
Good.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. We're gonna take more calls, 644-9850. You guys want to talk about this? We'll talk about it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm calling about the imaginary friends.
Yeah, Kim, let me just give everybody so we got an email from a girl who's dating a guy for 2 months, 30-year-old boyfriend, and she just found out he has an imaginary friend.
Named Keith,
and the family knows all about it, friends know about it, and it says it helps him with anxiety and depression, and this imaginary friend has been in his life since he was 5 years old.
Keith.
And this guy, though, is perfect in every way. Relationship is great. They've been together for 2 months. So this whole gist of this conversation was this girl saying, should I...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I stay with him. He has an imaginary friend. She doesn't understand that. So now we bring you on, Kim. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know how far he takes it, but my son is 35, and when he was young, started at about 2 years old, had an imaginary dog friend. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I used to have to set a place at the table for the dogs to eat dinner. Mm-hmm. If we were going into like a mall, if I closed the door too soon, he would turn around and cry because I closed the door on his imaginary friends.
Oh, wow.
I used to have to hold the car door open for all of his imaginary dogs to get in, you know, when we were going someplace.
Yep.
And
I was concerned as to, you know, do I talk to the pediatrician about it? I was embarrassed of it. And I finally did go because it was getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. And the pediatrician said, he laughed and he said, don't worry about it. It shows a great imagination.
Yep.
And he has a very high IQ. He's very intelligent, you know, everything. And now if I bring it up, he remembers it, but he's embarrassed of it, you know. So.
Maybe, but how long did this stay in his life? You said as a little guy he had it. When did he kind of grow out of it, or did it just disappear?
I'd say when he was probably about 5 years old and got into school, he got away from it.
Yeah, sometimes other kids will have a way of washing out, you know, the different things that might have been a little bit different. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad you called in. I'm sure there's another parent with a child that has an imaginary friend and they don't know what to do.
The interesting part is that this generally is something little kids do. It's rarer that someone in their 30s still has this friend as part of their life.
I'm glad you called, Kim. Thank you. Chris, you're on KISS 98.5.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
About the guy with the imaginary friend, I would almost wonder if it was like some sort of coping that something happened maybe at the age when he originally had the imaginary friend. Like,
interesting.
Maybe somebody passed and he just can't let go of it. It's his way of hanging on.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective.
The other tough part is, so I have somebody that I care dearly for that has anxiety and depression, and I think it's really hard to battle because there's two very different viewpoints, but they both get classified under depression, where like if I have a bad day, I get pulled over, I lose my job, I've gained weight, I'm not going to be myself, I'm not going to be happy, you're going to have that cloud over you, but you know the cause. Whereas there's a whole group of people who, you know, get a raise, everything's going great, but they don't feel they deserve it, they don't feel like it should be happening to them, where that's classified as depression too, but there would be people that would say, well, you're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know my cause. I know what I need to do. So I feel like a lot of times when you get stressed out and stuff, people are like, oh, well, you're feeling depressed. And to put that same word, like I've actually researched where John Saunders, a sportscaster, at one point he got a raise, his daughters were a millionaire, daughters going to Ivy League college, and he attempted suicide.
Wow.
Where everything was going wonderful in his life, and here he was feeling, I don't deserve all these good things to be happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I feel like it's a tough disease, because you do have one viewpoint where if something's going wrong, you're just depressed, but there's a whole group of people who, even when things aren't going wrong, they still don't want to get out of bed. They still don't want to face the day because they don't feel they can make any positive on the day.
Right. And so you've got somebody in your life that's dealing with that. How do you help? What do you do to help?
Oh, it's about the medication. The medication, a lot of people are scared, but it's hard because you have where when you try a new drug, it's 2 weeks on, but if you see bad side effects, you can't just stop taking it.
No, you can't.
The medicated part is difficult.
So it was about a year to find some sort of combination that would make an improvement, that would make some sort of better. But even then, you know, 4 months, 5 months later, you might build a tolerance where now it's not affecting you. But it's a lot of just not even listening, but noticing details.
Yeah.
Sometimes trying to be there for somebody only makes it worse, where it's like that, well, why are they trying to help me? Just let me leave me alone and let me suffer mm-hmm. alone. Why is this person being nice to me? And sometimes you do have to be there to help them pull themselves out of that hole. So you never know which one's going to be the right answer, and it's just a lot of very reactive.
I'll tell you what, Chris. Hey, you are a person who has really taken the time to listen and understand. And so whoever that person is in your life is a very lucky person to have you in it.
I appreciate that.
Now, about that cough in the background right there. how are we doing? Is that on the, are you on the front side of it or the back side of it?
It's actually my my 5-year-old son, which is his birthday, too. So I feel awful that we're driving in, and he's got a little cough going on.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, does he get cake later on today? Another birthday? That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. So I'm hoping he feels better because we have his birthday party this weekend, and don't want him to be feeling down in the weather.
Now, and for his birthday, what kind of party are you doing?
We're actually doing this the first year. We're not doing it at the house. We're doing a bowling alley. He loves bowling.
Oh, fun.
So.
Yes.
Yep.
It's all about
amazing.
The shoes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. I can't believe how this has snowballed into such a good conversation. I love it.
Well, who knows? It just started with a woman who emailed and said, I'm dating a guy. He's 30 years old. We're 2 months into the relationship, and I find out he's got an imaginary friend named Keith. What do I do?
This is Jennifer. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi. What'd you want to say?
Okay. I would like to look at it completely different.
Okay. Oh.
Because she is saying that he's perfect in every way. Now, I am a psychic medium. I've been taking psychic mediumship classes for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at it in a different direction because she says everything else is perfect,
mm-hmm.
you do have spirit guides that you can connect with, especially starting at very, very young. She says 5 years old. So I'm just wondering if he's intuitive, to be honest with
it
you.
Could be. That's interesting.
Sure.
I haven't heard the term spirit guides. That seems kind of new.
Is it in the realm of
them.
Angel?
It feels
is
like
it synonymous with angel? Is a spirit guide like an angel?
Yes, yes, it can be, yes.
All right.
But you can connect with so many people, and it just makes me wonder if that's what he's doing.
Could be. I thought from all the movies I've seen that you're just born with the powers. I didn't realize you could take classes.
No, yes. Everybody has it in them, but you could bring it out.
All right.
That's amazing. I love it. I have so many questions.
That's the same slogan they used at pole dancing.
Every time somebody says that they're a psychic medium, I want to be like, what am I thinking right now?
I want to test.
I want to do that, but I won't torture you. I'm glad you called. I love your perspective. Brenna, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to call.
Absolutely. I thought, you know what? This doesn't happen too often that mental health is talked about, on the radio, and thought, you know what, I might as well call in. I'm actually a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. That is my job.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, it's super cool. So I just thought it'd be kind of interesting to talk about that, you know, you have this person at 30 years old who still has an imaginary friend, and if I was a girlfriend, I probably wouldn't be too worried. It might just be a good coping skill, and as long as that person is not causing any harm to himself or anybody else, I say go at it.
Hey, Brenna, let me ask you this, because we are in 3 weeks of crunch time of, you know, the holidays can bring out a lot in people. Do you have any advice for somebody if they start to feel really, because I don't know what it does, it just does some things to some people?
It is. You know, this is like a really stressful time of year for a lot of people. You know, and it does. It definitely brings out, you know, sometimes some sad feelings, you know, the happy feelings. I say, I know you guys kind of already talked about it, is that, you know, if you're just not feeling so good, definitely, you know, primary doctor is a great place to start if you are just feeling kind of down in the dumps. And I highly recommend counseling for everybody. I don't care if you think you're like the happiest, you know, best-go-lucky person in the whole wide world. There's nothing wrong with, you know, even once a month, just checking in, making sure that everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you called. I'm glad you listened, too.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. A lot of conversations about this. Pretty amazing.
Stress at the holidays. There's all of that. And then, well, the playoff notices went out for Bills season ticket holders. Like, what if? So there's that stress,
that's
too.
That's amazing stress.
I know. That's amazing stress, but still it is stress. So mm-hmm. just trying to throw another log on the fire there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, there's the mental illness conversation, and I agree with that, girl. I wish we had another term to say. Mental challenges, or what should I, however it should be said. had, the issues that we have with it are real. It's a real thing. And whether, you know, it can be just as hard if you are a person who's got a family member or friend dealing with it as the person going through it. I mean, it's hard in a lot of ways for a lot of different people. Always happy to talk about that. When I read this email, let me just tell you, I just did not read it that way. But, you know, sometimes when you hear it through speakers, whole nother, it takes
you
a whole nother shape.
It,
yeah.
And you get a whole different perspective.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.